Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
You're listening to The Jillian Michaels Show. Word!
Have you ever kind of just lost a friend? I don't mean dying, but lost a friend just... Remember, the reason I asked this is, remember we were talking...
Manus is out of the gate today, guys.
No, but you remember the boozy cycle that we...
Booze cycle,
right?
Yeah, from hell.
Right, which from hell, which was for a friend of yours.
Yeah. Ugh.
And then the friend kind of, you know, whatever...
Didn't
kind of
show
jacked
up to,
on
the,
you.
To the booze cycle.
And now, have you talked to that friend?
I'm so pissed.
See, okay. Now, what happens? Now, that...
But it didn't happen overnight.
This is what I mean.
That's the thing. It was happening for a while.
So what I
and
mean
And then
is,
when I said, you know, you do, and I didn't communicate as well as I could have with the I feel. And I think it's because I did the I feel for at least a year and a half. And by the time the booze cycle thing came around, I was like, dude, I've had it.
And so this is what this kind of piece is about. There's a really cool article in the Globe and Mail. And it hit home to me because... I've kind of lost two friends. I don't know forever, but in the last 6 months.
It might be your deodorant.
It could be. It could be. But I don't know if it is or not.
Okay,
and,
okay.
And there's something about how, you know, in a relationship, like a romantic relationship.
Romantic, yeah.
You kind of know when things are going to go south. Like, you struggle for a while, you try and talk it out, you know,
okay,
you
yeah,
kind of figure it out.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But with friends, sometimes it's just like you have this kind of weird moment. And it's gone.
What are you talking about? Got to give me an example.
Well,
how long have you known said friend?
I've known one for 10 years, and I've known another one for 8 years.
You had a friend for 10 years, had a weird moment, and it was over.
It's gone.
What do you mean a weird moment? Like they stuck their nose in your butt? Like
no, just...
And it was weird, and that
was
it?
What
are you talking about?
It was like we were going, talking, and then all of a sudden it was like, she said to me, you know, like...
Wait, hold on, pause. When you say a weird... We need some clarity here. When you say a weird moment, do you mean in time a weird patch? Or quite literally, you had a strange several minutes and that was it?
Yes.
Stop it!
No, and I thought I was crazy. And then I read this article and it's...
Stop!
And the gal said that. She said, with friends, sometimes... That's the way it is. Like,
no.
Yes.
You're friends with someone for 10 years. You have a weird 10 minutes and the friendship's over.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if it's over, but it just stopped.
What happened?
At one point she said, wow, you're really Debbie Downer. And I went, well, did you ever think that possibly you might have contributed to the downer? as well. Not my downer, but I said, do you think you may play a part in, I'm trying to pull out my psychology 101. I said, do you think you may play a part in kind of how we're feeling right now too?
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, I can see that. And then I said, maybe I should go. And she said, yeah, I think you should. And I was like, wow. And I left. And we haven't talked since. And the same thing happened like months ago. I had kind of not communicated well, and there was a phone call, and we haven't talked since. And it's like...
Okay, here's what I think you should do. Because, number one, according to my, you know, my therapist, clean up your side of the street.
True.
So I would write a letter, an email, and I would just say, you know, obviously there was some stuff building up, and we had this awkward moment, and, you know, I love you, you're a dear friend, and I'd like to sit down and talk about it.
Yeah, I can do that.
Uh-huh,
I get it.
Uh-huh.
But then sometimes I think,
no,
but wait a minute. Sometimes, I think sometimes you come to an impasse with somebody.
You grow apart. But it doesn't happen in 10 minutes. It happens over a period of time.
But this is
because you're right about that.
But this is what I mean. This is the difference between a romantic thing and a friendship. The romantic thing, it's always quite dramatic. And there's like, I fight and, oh my God, come back, or no, get out. With this, with a friendship. And this is, the only reason I'm saying this is because they've done surveys on it, whatever, that, okay, everybody is less forgiving of women. Psychologists, they say men are much more likely to forgive their same-sex friends than female friends. Women are much more likely to forgive their opposites. So we're fine with a male-female thing, but when it comes to women, we just kind of let it fall. We let it go. And we don't try and recapture it.
I think I know.
You're not on.
I think I know what you're talking about. I had the same kind of fallout. I had a best friend from fourth grade, and then it was senior year in high school. It just all of a sudden, we were working together on a science project, and things got just like felt weird.
What? Yep.
And then we
haven't heard of it. Look at Jake and I. What are you talking about?
We've not spoken since.
Why?
Yeah, and it's like,
no, that's absurd.
But it's not, Jill. It's no. It happens.
No,
it,
I think that you guys then are not aware of growing tension, or you're unconscious about it, and then it hits a level. Because I know that with each friendship that I've lost, it grew over time. And it was, you know, a series of things that would get discussed and still not be resolved. Like with one of my very close friends, there was a series of things that were happening, and I felt disrespected, and I found out this person borrowed money from me and then told me it was for a divorce case, and then ended up building a wing to her farmhouse. And like, it's just a series of lies. And it was disrespectful to Heidi, likely because she felt threatened that I was in a relationship. It just, anyway, even though we had no romantic connection. And it had been going on for like a year. Oh, it's all, that's my number, a year and a half, right? So now Heidi is having a baby shower. And this was my best friend for like 8 years, but for a year and a half, we were having issues. So Heidi's having a baby shower, and I threw her baby shower. Cost me thousands of dollars. I threw her baby shower. No, her wedding shower. Sorry, her wedding shower. The whole thing. And not only does she not offer to throw or shower. In fact, it was Allison Sweeney and Carrie Simons and my friend Ashley Sandberg threw our Heidi's shower, the baby shower. She's like, oh, I'm in New York reading for a part that weekend, but my mom's gonna come. And that was it. I lost my mind. I was like, dude, it was the weekend of the Emmys. Like, nobody was in New York reading for parts, right? And then she posted, this is what always happens on social media, posted a picture at her farmhouse. And I was like, you know what? Lose my number. And she's like, I think you're just projecting all your father issues. And I said, you know something? I think I attracted somebody who's extremely similar to him. And that's what I need to resolve. But Janice, it didn't happen in a second.
Okay. Dick,
and neither did Christy.
But okay, but
that's see what I'm saying.
Look at Nicole's. But it's okay. Listen to this. No. Listen, it says, okay, wait.
Then work it out.
Wait. Listen.
Then
to,
work it out.
Listen to this.
Yes.
In the end, we often take the loyalty of our friends for granted. Hence the shock when we get fed up and bail. The surprise factor is one reason friends breakups sting so hard. With romantic relationships, there's usually a buildup. People aren't happy. When it's a platonic breakup, someone is usually blindsided. And that's kind of how I felt. I was like, wow. Like when she said, I think you should go, it was like,
you said I'm going to go.
No, I said, I think I should go. And she says, yes, I think you should. And I was like, holy shit.
She called your bluff, ma'am.
If you're blindsided.
She called your bluff. I know that game. Go ahead, Jake.
If you're blindsided, I think it's because there was a lack of communication during the problem.
I agree with you.
But there wasn't a problem.
Well, maybe there is.
But that's why
to her. Yeah. And she didn't say anything to you, didn't communicate, hey, Janice, I don't like when you do this, or vice versa. And
but
then,
there was never anything like that. We never had strife.
You might not even recognize it, but to her, it might be something that you're doing. And she was just like, yeah, all right, screw it, I'm done.
Or she had a bad moment and really hurt your. I know what that feels like because I've been you and I've been her. And I've had somebody say something, like Heidi has said something to me. Like along that line where you're like, wait, what? And you feel like A, they don't have your back. B, you're being attacked. And you're like, what did you say? And then you pull the like, you call their bluff and you're like, I'm just going to go. And you want them to be like, no, don't go. Let's talk it out.
Absolutely.
Right. But that triggers their abandonment stuff. So they're like, you know what? Then go. Which I've been that person too. And it's all about vulnerability. It's all about the inability to be vulnerable. And the thing is, look at, see, mayonnaise.
I know. So, no, but you know what? I haven't really.
Mayonnaise.
But I talked to my shrink about it and she said, yeah. She says, I agree. You have been down. So I'm not at my, maybe the top of my game.
Oh, you're not.
But.
Shouldn't have said that, Janet.
I know. I set myself up.
Oh, it's your deodorant.
No, and you know what it could be, but I do, I don't know. I guess it just surprised me. And I guess because it's happened twice in a year and it's like, so I got to look at myself,
Janice,
for sure.
Write her an email and say, listen, you know, I realize that I responded impulsively.
But I didn't, Jill.
No, when you said I should go, you did.
I should go then.
No. It was an immediate defense. What's that? What defense mechanism? Immediate.
Why is that a defense mechanism? Because
you were super vulnerable and you were like, well, I'm out.
No, I didn't. But
Manice.
Jill,
Manice.
I did not go like this. I'm out now.
No, emotionally you did. You said, well, I guess I should go. As in like, well, if you don't want
Nicole,
me here, sorry. I'm out.
Yeah, Nicole
just
mic drop.
Mic drop.
I'm out.
Boomski. Yeah. Drop the mic.
I don't.
Powski.
I don't.
And then
think
she
of it.
Said, well, good go. And because you made her feel abandoned. So she turned around and did the same thing. Just listen to me. Write a letter and say, listen, you know what? Okay. I've been doing some thinking. And first of all, I love you and I miss you. Second, obviously there are things that we need to discuss. Third, when you said that, I reacted impulsively out of hurt and I regret it. And then when you told me to go, I'm sure that's because I'm guessing it's because you may have felt like this. I would love to hear how you felt. And ultimately, if I don't hear back from you, I'll be devastated. But at least I'll know that I made the effort and that's all you've got. And I remember Heidi and I had this horrible fight, right? And actually, it wasn't a horrible fight. Forgive me. I have to shoot a commercial. And they wanted me to go to Santorini to shoot it. And it's one of, you know, I love Santorini. It's one of my most favorite places that I've ever been. It's,
I don't even know where that is.
Greece. It's an island in Greece. It's stunning.
Okay.
I don't like Greece. Santorini's, I don't like Athens. I like Greece, not Athens. Anyway, it's stunning. And for years, it was before I met Heidi, and for years I'm like, there's got to come a day where I take you to this place because it's awesome. Mm-hmm. It's just awesome. And so I say to her, right, I'm like, I got to go to Santorini. I'm like, we could steal a few days before and after. you know, come with me. And she's, and, you know, and I immediately was like, forget it. You know what? I don't even want you to go because you're not going to like it. And you know what? Don't even go. I don't even want to feel, I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to resent you. I'm like, I'm just going to have Chloe go out early and hang out with me. And, you know, Nicole will come out early and that'll be fine. You know what? I'm going to take a vacation. And I'm talking to my shrink and he's like, this is, you know, exactly the issue in your relationship. Number one, Heidi needs to be needed. And instead of you turning around saying, I really need you to go, we really need this time together, figure it out with the kids. They'll survive.
Yeah.
You went, I don't need you. I don't care. Forget it. Blah, 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 blah. And so, you know what? And I was, and I think I said something like, you know, not only did I not tell her, like, I really need you to go. I need you to go. I need you to go. Because I'm like, how does she not want to go? How does she not want to go to Santorini with me?
Yeah.
The kids will be fine. I'm not saying we're gone for 2 weeks. How do you not want to go? And I was just so hurt that I was like, don't go. I'm like, awesome. You know what? We're gonna go over it. You know, we're gonna go. I'm gonna go with all my friends. I'm gonna have an amazing time. And you know what? And then I ended up, and I was like, you know what? I am really upset. I think this is hurt. And we ended up. And then she was gonna go. And then the commercial got rescheduled. So but the thing of it is, you know, Janice, you have to write her. And my shrink was like, this is your thing. This is what you do. You know, and you got to, Manus.
Okay, well, does Nicole have to write her friend from grade 4?
Well, I will say that I was back home for Thanksgiving one day, and it's a small town. We all go to the bar. It's what you do after the Parade of Lights, which is also
the
four
bar.
Long.
The bar.
The bar.
I get
the
it.
Bar. So I see her, and it was an awkward moment, and I was like, can I buy you a beer? And we sat there for maybe a half an hour, and I'm like, I haven't talked to you in a really long time. I don't really know what it is. If I did anything, I apologize. And if you can tell me what it is, fine. And so she was like, I honestly don't know. I just feel like we drifted apart and I'm okay with it. And that's it.
Okay, so it was building in her for a while.
Yeah.
There was some, and she still lives there?
Nah, a town about 30
so
miles away.
She still lives there then.
Yeah.
Honey. Yeah. Mm. Okay, so there you go.
So I mean, yeah, so write her a letter if you want, but it might have been time to drift. And sometimes I say, you know what, get rid of the excess fat.
I don't think she's that. It did not build up that way. Christy was going through something for a year and a half. In fact, you know what? That's not true. Christy's always been a mess. Lover. Mess. And we're all messes, but like a mess that bangs into shit like a wrecking ball. Okay? So, and I, you know, and it got worse and it got worse and it got worse. And it was more and more offensive to me on a historical level. And, you know, other people can tolerate it. And I just was, you know, and then when she said, well, I, you know, sorry. And I was like, uh-uh, dude. I'm like, I don't, you know, sorry, you're upset. And I was like, this. And she goes, well, I just don't see it that way. And made no attempt to recognize. And you know why she did? Because she doesn't have the self-worth to take responsibility for it. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, she just does not have the self-esteem to be able to say, yeah, I am doing this. And I am. And you know what? And I know that. And it's not intentional. She's a really good person. But I just don't want to be banged into anymore. That's different.
Okay. And yes, this is a friendship definitely worth saving. For sure.
Okay.
However, do you ever think, though, that sometimes do you let things just fall?
Kind of like what happened when the bad outweighs the good. Yes. I've had several friendships like that.
But what if it's not bad outdoes the good? What if it's like a relationship? What if you just get to this point with each other and it's like, you know what? I got from you, you got from me.
No, Janice. No. Then there's something bad. There's no reason to stop being friends. Unless it's an abusive relationship.
No, there was no big fight. It just dropped off.
It didn't drop off as in like a slow decline. You had a weird moment, you had an emotional and historical response, and you walked away. Give me your phone number.
No.
Give me it.
No.
Give it to me.
Mm-mm.
Give me the number.
No.
Give it.
No.
Yes. Give.
Mm-mm.
You're being a puss.
That's too close to me. I don't want to
give.
No, I'm not.
Give the number, coward. No. Janice, grow up and give me the number. No, take, give me the number.
Is, no, this
give
is
it
my,
to me. I, no, take the leap. You will not take it. Give me the number. Give me
I
the
am
phone
not.
Number.
We're done.
No, we're not.
No,
give me
I'm
the number.
Not.
Give it.
No.
Give the number.
No.
Be brave.
Janice, I will be brave and do this on my.
No,
you do not need
here's
to
what
do
you're
my...
going to say. I miss you and I'd like to talk when I'm home. Give me the phone number. Give me the number.
I'm going to play some snappy music right now.
No.
Okay, who's tired of fasting or cleanses that just leave you hungry and exhausted instead of rejuvenated and energized? Well, Prolon is the scientifically proven meal plan solution you've been waiting for. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making the cells believe they're fasting. Researched and developed for decades at the University of Southern California Longevity Institute and backed by leading U.S. medical centers, Prolon helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and reduce abdominal fat. But Prolon isn't a diet. Prolon is science. Science based on Nobel Prize-winning discoveries in medicine. And this all starts with Prolon's five-day program, snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. It's unlike anything you've ever experienced. I did it for 5 days because I've had the absolute hardest time with straight fasts for even 24 hours, and it was a game changer for me. So right now, Prolon is offering Keeping It Real Conversations with Jillian Michaels listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/Jillian. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian for this special offer. That's prolonlife.com/Jillian. What's the easiest choice you can make? Soup or salad? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From your online start to your first million orders, Shopify's there to help you grow. No matter what your product is, they can help you sell it everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, Shopify can help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average than other leading commerce platforms. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Jillian, all lowercase. Just go to shopify.com/Jillian now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Jillian.
Oh my God, Manice, I just choked on my water and it made me think of something. Manice, I almost died 2 more times this year.
You remember? Didn't choke.
Dude, listen to this. This is... So, all right. I taught a spin class at this local gym for fun, right? Around the corner from my house, and there's a little Italian restaurant next to the gym. So the kids went to that restaurant to get dinner and then come hang out and watch me teach the class. So they picked up pizza. And I eat carbs. I work out. I eat carbs. I just don't eat, you know, I eat like the, you know, whatever it is. It's in Malibu. It's always like, oh, gluten. Or yeah. I actually don't worry about gluten, but, you know, the meat and antibiotic and blah, 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 free. And so anyway, we get pizza. We go home. I'm starving. I usually eat, you know, at 7 o'clock. It's like eight o'clock. I'm just unraveling. I'm so hungry. So, and I, you know, I like spicy food.
Oh no.
So I have this crazy, Phoenix has already gone to bed. Lou stays up a little later than Phoenix. I have this crazy chili pepper that we brought home from Vietnam. And I like just put a layer on the pizza, you know, super thick. And Heidi is not the world's funniest person, but every now and again, but look, I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
She's very dry. You know, and that's where her humor is, like, just how strange she is. So, like, she was trying to explain. I'll get to that in a minute. Anyway, Heidi says something funny. And I guess there was a girl in Heidi's school that's a bully. Or Heidi, Lou's school that's a bully, right? And Heidi said, I find that interesting because she's a little more Rubenesque, right? She was trying not to say like chubby or whatever in front of Lou. And Heidi thought it was weird that the girl that would normally be picked on is the mean girl in the school. And Lou's like, what does that mean? And Heidi goes, well, let's just say if we were starving, we would eat Delilah first. And child!
So weird. Like, that's literally where her brain went, because she's like, she didn't want to say anything mean, so she was trying to say, well, there's more meat on her bones, and that's what she said. So
Delilah being your
the bully girl.
The bully girl, okay.
It was a heavier set kid. A little bit heavier set.
Right. And Lou looks at me, totally upset, like, what the fuck? And I inhale.
Oh, no.
As I'm about to take a bite of the pizza,
I inhale because I start laughing. And I mean, pepper dust went into my lungs. And Janice, my lungs seized. Seized. I could not breathe. Could not. And I'm like this. I'm trying to breathe, right? I'm like... And I'm in my mind.
Oh my God.
Patty and Lou are looking at me, right? And they're both like, just like, are you? And Heidi goes, do you need the Heimlich? And I knew that I didn't have anything in my throat, right? Because a Heimlich's not going to do anything. I'm like, shaking my head, no. Snot, tears, turning bright red. And I'm like, and in my mind, I'm going, oh my God, it's going to say that I died. Choking on pizza. And all I'm thinking to myself is, please let her say that it was a reaction to capsaicin and not, don't allow this to be I die, that I choked
from pizza.
From pizza.
Oh, God.
And this is all that's going through my mind. And Lou is looking at me, and, you know, sometimes she gets a little something spicy, and we're like, here, buddy, have some milk. So I'm literally, it's going on for like, we're like a minute in now. And imagine like Heidi's like, I'm calling 911. And I'm looking at her and I'm like, I keep just saying like, once it's got to stop, right? I'm like, it's got to open up in a second. I'm like, I got to, and I can get like, I'm like, like that much air, right? And I'm like, literally for like a minute, and I can't open. So Lou goes, that's it.
And she goes and gets the coconut milk. And she goes over and
she goes, drink. I told you not to eat food this spicy.
She did not.
I'm physically dying. Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. And it finally like started to kind of open up a bit. And I was able to breathe. But what, Janice, that's the second time, right? And then the third time, I almost got hit by a bus the other day. A train. Hit by a train.
A train.
I'm in San Jose. With Giancarlo.
I know those trains.
They're on the sidewalk.
I know.
They're on the sidewalk. So we're at what appears to be like an outdoor mall. And
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Janice, so Giancarlo is sitting on a bench and he's trying to find a sushi place for us to get something to eat. So I stand up and I'm looking at my phone. And you hear sounds, but you would never...
Like, what, like this? Ding, ding?
No, that bastard did not even ding the horn, okay? Didn't even ding the horn. So you hear sounds all around you, but you're just like, it's the sounds of a city.
Of a city.
So I'm like, you know, and all of a sudden I see Giancarlo look up, and I'm like, what? What? And he literally grabs me and pulls me, and I mean, not... Because it was going slow, I guess, because there was a stop up ahead. But the guy never rang his bell. He didn't hit the brakes. Nothing. Not 15 feet directly behind me was a train on the sidewalk. Oh, and I was like, what is happening? Like, never in my entire life have I almost choked to death, been hit by a train, or been in a massive head-on collision. Like, I don't know. I
think there's three. That's it, then. You're done.
You
that
think?
Was the third. Yes. Yes. The train was it, or the train, or the spice.
You think
you're done? You're good for another lifetime now.
Was there a segment that I was going to do? How did we open?
almost died. Yeah.
Daylight savings.
Yeah.
Someone invented this who hates parents. I mean,
they're going to do it. I think in our lifetime, they're going to do away with it. I do. I believe
that and the Electoral College.
Quick math, beauties. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything just costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Jillian. That's netsuite.com/Jillian. netsuite.com/Jillian.
All right, everyone knows by now how much I love Skims underwear because I mentioned them a ton, and I've been wearing them forever. I mean, I guess specifically a year and change. That's like forever in my life. If I can stick with something for longer than 30 days, it's forever. So this is big for me. And let me tell you, they are worth the hype. From the support they give to their amazing shape, and best of all, they're super comfortable. Whether it's the weightless scoop bra, the fits everybody plunge bra, the fits everybody t-shirt bra, I just get them in sand. You don't see them under anything at all. They're awesome. They're comfortable. I don't even realize I'm wearing them. They go with everything. So shop Skims bras at skims.com now, available in 62 sizes from 38 to 46H. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. So after you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, Manus, it's a new year coming up.
Yes, yes, soon enough.
Thank the gods. And that means we got to discuss fitness trends of 2017.
Okay.
Are you ready, Noose?
Yes, and I have some to add to your list. So okay. I'm very, very looking forward.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. In fitness, subscription clubs.
Subscription clubs.
Subscription clubs, Manus.
You mean like I'm a member here so I can use my fitness membership otherwise?
No, it's like Netflix. So we're doing it with Fit Fusion, right? But there are others for yoga like Cody App or... So a subscription club is like you pay... You know, there are many different price offerings because you always put up specials or like if you buy a year or this, that, the other. So like Fit Fusion is $9 a month and you get access to over 300 different workouts, right? And we've got... Tara Stiles, myself, Zuzka Light, the Tone It Up Girls, Cassie Ho, just all these different trainers on the platform. And you can do yoga and kickboxing and prenatal. And but that's big across the board. So for fitness, now these subscription clubs are the way to go. People are, instead of buying like DVDs and digital downloads, doing that. Man, it's freezing in here because you're menopause. Will you hand me my... I'm you're icing me out here, girl.
I actually didn't do anything. I think when the door opens, the system works hard to
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
Oh, now watch. He's going to... You know what? You guys are trying to kill me.
Oh, my God. It's like an Arctic tundra in here.
Look, you're putting on hiking socks.
It's I always bring... I literally dress like I'm going to frickin' Colorado in January when I come here because of your...
Those are like for below 40.
For your situation.
I can't imagine you living anywhere but a sunny climate. You'd be a mess. Okay, so subscription?
Yeah, that's big. Okay, another big one, personal training out, too expensive. So DVDs, digital downloads, as much as I hate to say this, but trending out, subscription clubs, trending in, big time, because it's maximum value. It's just like Netflix. Right. Hundreds of hours of workouts, a million different trainers, anywhere, any place, anytime. You know,
I must admit, I see less trainers in a gym now.
Like, they're expensive.
I
mean, they're expensive. And then, so the new apps are big. Personal trainers out because it's expensive. Apps that train you in. So we took the old JillianMichaels.com and we rebuilt it into essentially a dynamic trainer. It allows me to be your personal trainer. You can literally show up and say, Jillian, today I need a 10-minute ab workout.
And, no.
Yeah, and I'm an intermediate level athlete and I can create the whole thing and talk to you the entire time. I have over 550 exercises on it. My app is pretty advanced, but I have over 550 exercises on it. I created 10 different programs for it. So you can also say, Jillian, in 8 weeks, I want to run a 5K. And I created that program, but you can tell me this is too hard. And I can adapt it right away.
Get out of here.
No, it's amazing. So what we did was we took the exercise.
That's a trip.
That's why we've been so busy.
I know. It's been an endeavor from hell. But so I created all these different exercises, right?
Yeah.
And then I coded them. So I said, okay, so you have two things I needed to code by. So I said, all right, here's how this works. I've got difficulty levels, 1, 2, 3, beginner, intermediate, advanced. You got a time frame. I don't need to code that. That is what it is. And then you have body parts. So I said, okay, so if they want a core workout, this move can begin core. And then I put body part workouts also into a total body workout, right? So I said, all right, here's 100 different core exercises put down by difficulty. So I would say like it's a level 1, it's a level 2, it's a level 3, it's a 2-3,
right,
something
right.
like that, right? And then I said, okay, and this move goes to that move. So it's like, oh, it's a twisting elevator plank. They go, too hard for me, Jill. It's an elevator plank. Too hard for me, Jill. It's a plank. Too hard for me, Jill. Modified plank. So it regresses you.
And it shows you if you need it, like a demonstration of it with Jill doing it.
Yep. And I talk to you the entire time.
Isn't
that cool?
It's a trip.
It's nutso.
Is it like an algorithm? Not
yes. Like, so I coded the moves and the algorithm, and then I did voiceover for all the moves, and I did voiceover for intros, for outros, for modifiers, for progressions, for total body, So literally, I will be there training you, and you can tell me this is too hard, this is too easy, I want an a la carte workout today, 20 minutes total body, and I'm a level 3 athlete, or you can say, I want 30 minutes, I'm a beginner, and I just want to do my legs. And then I program how I wanted it formatted. So I would say, okay, here's all my cardio moves. Here's our level of difficulty. And I want you to go resistance, 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 cardio, repeat circuit so that I could keep my methodology in there. So then I showed them how to plug the moves in to the format.
So that's a trip.
It's crazy.
Is that on FitFusion or is that an app you have?
So FitFusion's totally different. So you're seeing a lot of these, like as I said, like a Cody app or what have you. And what that is follow along workouts. So it's DVDs, just like Netflix, but they exist.
Okay, they live in a...
They live on a server and it's not just me. So I'm going to do yoga with Tara Stiles today. I think today I'm going to do... Kickbox Fast Fix with Jillian. You know what tomorrow I want to do? Hit training with Zuska Light. Oh, I want to do Tone and Shred with Jillian and the Tone It Up Girls. I'm going to do a Pilates session with Cassie Ho. You have over 300 different workouts on there.
And you can
do
all
different kinds. They follow along. They're shot. It's not interactive.
But do you do it in your home or do you have
anywhere you want. So you can do it on your phone, your iPad, your computer, or you can stream it via Chromecast to your TV.
Wow. Sorry, I'm kind of stymied by that.
It's so Netflix. We're on Apple, Roku, Comcast, AT&T, Amazon Fire.
I mean, I knew a Fit Fusion. Like, I knew that, but I didn't put together that. I mean, I didn't know you were doing.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost interactive. It's interactive with you.
Well, Fit Fusion is follow along, but it's like a Netflix, right? So you get, it's a buffet.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a fitness buffet. It's not customized to you.
No, it's shot workouts.
You get to customize.
You're watching
which ones
them
you
just
watch.
Like a DVD.
Okay.
But you have an entire library at your beck and call on any device that you want.
Wow.
So like through Amazon Prime, if you're an Amazon Prime member, we have a Fit Fusion membership on Amazon Prime. And I think that one's
$5. $4.99.
Yeah, it's $4.99 because you can't have it on every device. But on the App Store and on the freaking, so like if you buy it on if you're an AT&T member, and we're going to launch on Comcast in Q1 of next year, it's also I think $5 because again, if you're a Comcast, you get it on your TV,
right?
But if you buy it through fitfusion.com, it's on your TV, your phone, your computer, your blah 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 blah, blah. So it's a little bit more. And we're launching the Android app, so that one's, but there's many different clubs. I think mine's the best because we have the best trainers, but you know, there's another one called Grok or something, but it's like $14 and you don't know the trainers. So what's cool about Fit Fusion is that we have the biggest names and we're less expensive. But there's a bunch of them. Cody app is a lot of money, but the trainers are great. It's all yoga. So there's that. Then there's the app world, right? Mm-hmm. Which is kind of the new personal trainer. And then, you know, it was... apps that and my app, which is cool about my app, is that you can buy a meal plan, you can integrate it into the app, you can just buy the meal plan, you can just buy a workout, you can buy a whole program, you don't have to subscribe to anything, you can subscribe and get it all, it syncs up with MyFitnessPal, so you can track.
So it gives you shopping lists. So you know exactly
menus,
what to buy at
shopping,
the store.
Everything. Vegan, omnivore, paleo, whichever you choose.
No wonder you're exhausted.
I'm tired.
That's intense.
So it's not just things
wild.
That track calories food anymore. It's apps that actually take it the next step further and say, do this, do that, eat this, eat that, so on and so forth. Just saying, Manus. Okay. Now, boot camps, sort of out.
Yeah.
They're kind of on the outs. But there's this new trend.
Don't see that anymore.
For customized small group fitness.
Now, my sister just joined a gym, and that's what they do. They get, people at the gym can get together.
And get a trainer.
Yeah.
See, this is like a thing where you can say, like, okay, 6 to 10 people get a trainer based on, did you fart?
No.
No, it's not.
I'm finally comfortable.
No, me too.
Face.
Oh my God, Janice.
Now,
it's Arctic.
Okay, now my bra is going to fill with sweat any second. Now.
We don't really care. You know why? Because Nicole and I are going to get frostbite.
I know, look at you. If I pass out. So you're saying now you can get a boot camp.
Customized.
Okay.
Yeah, as much as you can customize a little group activity, but it's like a small group and it's based on activity level.
Okay.
What do you think about that, Noosey Noosey?
I think that's awesome.
Mixed stink noose, stinky noose noose.
Because I'm starting to learn that
noose a lot of moose.
One of the keys to your health and fitness is a little bit of competition. I heard that. So in a boot camp, you compete with your other boot campers.
Oh, you just heard that competition thing?
Yeah. Yes, I just did.
That's a new tip, yeah. It's a big trend.
I'm just saying that that's something I just learned.
Yeah.
That when you're on your own.
Yes.
It's not so good.
Mm-mm.
Because you're like a lone wolf. And who gets pegged off?
Pegged?
The weak ones.
The weak ones.
I think you mean picked. picked off. Picked off.
Picked off. But I'm from Montana, is close to Canada.
Picked off. Who gets picked
yeah,
off?
Yeah, so the wolf that goes
and
around.
And wolves don't get picked off.
Okay, the
wolves pick off the wildebeest.
The menopausal woman that circles
her.
Her, that one, gets Tacumb.
Tacumba. Is
she
gun.
Did a hunting signal.
Hunting signal.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Anyway, yeah. I'm just saying that the, just so you know, Jillian, it's something that all the cool kids are doing these days.
Okay.
Is that how you think guns sound?
Chakumba.
I've never fired a gun.
It's like a tribal thing. Chakumba.
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 That's like the shot. It's not the Lion King.
Chakumba.
It's not a Kuna Matata. Is that how you think the Lion King sounds?
That's what I can't tell what that thing.
Kuna Matata.
No, that's a different thing. She's like the
Chakuna.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that's the.
You know what?
It's the circle of life.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what?
Nicole, Google that.
And then I will.
I would pay so much money.
No, Hakuna Matata is totally different. I know Hakuna Matata by the back. I know that in and out.
If you could do a guest starring role in the touring company of The Lion King.
Or open her shows with that.
All right, you guys ready
open
for this?
Open the tour with that.
Hakuna Matata goes, Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no fashion craze.
Ain't no passing craze.
Shut up, Nicole.
Wait a minute, Jillian, I'm telling you.
And then
the spring
it means
tour.
No worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free philosophy. Hakuna Matata. Yeah, that one's easy. Chakumba. Hey.
And then you can
hey, and you can come up with your like white woman sidestep. Hey, Chakumba. Here we go. Oh, step, step, clap. Come on now. Step, step. Everybody! Step, step.
It's like watching Carlson dance on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Don't forget, email us your questions with your phone number to jillianpodcast@gmail.com. We want to talk to you.